This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. My family recently returned from a trip to Disney World, the most recent of many vacations we have spent there. We keep going back because Disney excels at preserving its cherished traditions while updating the old and introducing the new. The same might be said about the people who visit Disney World. The crowds there are still pretty much the same, honeymooners and families on vacation. But it seemed to me that, thanks to modern technology, many of those visitors were experiencing Disney differently. Instead of strolling through the parks with wide eyes and a sense of wonder clutching a child's hand, too many people move through the parks with a phone or iPad in front of their faces, photographing or filming literally everything in their paths. Walking through a place as crowded as Disney World with an iPad in front of your face seems pretty ill-advised. I may have secretly hoped one of them would walk into a fountain. I watched people film parades in their entirety and photograph every moment of live performances. Everyone seemed to have these extenders for their phones so they could capture the best footage. Occasionally, these devices impeded the view of old-fashioned people like me who just wanted to watch the fireworks with their eyes. I know, how old school. Surely, I thought something was lost in viewing such events through a lens. Watching fireworks on a screen is always disappointing, bordering on depressing. I also wondered who back home was going to be unlucky enough to have to sit through this modern equivalent of the vacation slideshow. Of course, since the invention of the Kodak Brownie, people have always wanted photographs of their vacations, but doing so used to require lugging around a camera and film, and this might have made us more judicious about what we deemed photo-worthy. With cameras in our phones and iPads, it seems everything is a subject to be captured. But does anyone really need a picture of everything they ate on vacation? And this phenomenon certainly isn't restricted to vacation photos. If you use social media, you probably view countless photos of the quotidian, from the ubiquitous shots of food and cocktails to the temperature reading on someone's dashboard. I'm not judging, I'm sometimes guilty too. But I can't help but notice that events that used to be considered too ordinary, or conversely, too sacred to photograph, are all fair game now. At a recent awards ceremony at my child's school, the proceedings had to be paused several times to allow the hordes of parents who wanted a picture of their children receiving awards to stand up and jockey for position. It was the first quarter honor roll ceremony. There will be three more this year. I'm not suggesting parents shouldn't be proud, but maybe we could all just see them get their pins, applaud enthusiastically, and give them hugs as they head back to class. Does taking a picture of the ordinary ever elevate it to special? Does taking video of the special make it, well, less special? Like fireworks, are some things just absolutely too good, too beautiful to capture? Isn't it sometimes offensive to even try? I cite the recent and blessedly short-lived trend of taking selfies at funerals. I imagine our ancestors would be envious of how readily available photographs are to us. Our ability to hold images of our loved ones virtually any time and any place is a good thing, a great thing. But might those ancestors also pity us for being so absorbed in trying to get the shot that we just miss the moment altogether? No doubt, most of us could benefit from putting down the phone or camera occasionally and allowing ourselves to just watch the child blow out his birthday candles. If we didn't have to fiddle with the flash, maybe we would really see the pride in the child's face as she receives her soccer trophy. It all goes so fast, I know. The vacations and childhoods alike, it all just flies by. We just want to capture it, to hold on to it, slow it down. It's all so good. Why must it go so quickly? Then maybe having the picture of the event, the moment, does bring us a measure of happiness later. But we can never relive the moment, not really. So maybe instead of just documenting life, we could all try a little harder to truly live it. Maybe we should all just look up, hold someone's hand, and watch the fireworks. This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. Summers makes you think.